Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. In less than 12 hours, funding for the government set to run out. Battles over a short-term fix are ongoing. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House Republican leaders now working on an alternative bill after President-elect Trump demanded lawmakers lift the debt ceiling.
Speaker Johnson is going to pitch them on his new plan, the third iteration of his plans to avert a government shutdown. And we are hearing from multiple sources that plan includes breaking up various items that were put together in his plan that failed last night and doing them as individual separate pieces of legislation that he believes could get the requisite support amongst Republicans and likely Democrats too to pass.
The separate measures would include a clean bill that extends funding, another on disaster aid, and a third for farm relief. This is ABC News. Alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione now held without bail in New York after a hearing yesterday.
Mangione appeared in Manhattan federal court where prosecutors charged him with stalking and murdering UnitedHealthcare chief Brian Thompson. If convicted as charged, Mangione would be eligible for the death penalty. Outside courts in New York and Pennsylvania, small groups of people carried signs of support for the suspect, but to prosecutors, what Mangione allegedly did was an act of terrorism.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan set to start in about 2 weeks. New Jersey opposes it, but the New York governor says passengers from that state would benefit. Here's Kathy Hochul.
You get stuck on New Jersey Transit, or waiting an hour in a PATH train, or you want a nice new bus station? This is going to all be affected if congestion pricing doesn't go through.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the low 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A former Fond du Lac City Council member and restaurant owner is indicted on charges including arson. We get more from Ted Allen.
The U.S. Attorney's Office claims that in 2021, Arletta Allen allegedly set fire to a Family Affairs soul food kitchen in Fond du Lac in order to gain insurance money for losses the fire caused. In addition to the arson charge, Allen was also indicted by a federal grand jury on counts of wire fraud and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted, Allen could serve a maximum of 55 years in prison.
The law that bans public unions in Wisconsin will remain in effect for the time being. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost put a temporary hold on his ruling that Wisconsin Act 10 is unconstitutional. Republican lawmakers say Act 10 has survived challenges before, and they are appealing the ruling that could go all the way up to the now liberal-controlled state Supreme Court. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will be the top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee. She was named to the post this week by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Klobuchar will head the committee that will oversee the next farm bill. Just days ago, Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig became the Democratic ranking member of the House Ag Committee. Wisconsin schools will receive $70 million to expand libraries and technology. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands says the funding will be used to buy new books and other educational materials. The money comes from the Common School Fund, which supplies the sole funding for more than 90% of public school libraries statewide. The funding was announced at Brown Deer High School. Wisconsin reached the seventh month in a row of record high employment. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the labor force increased by more than 7,000 in November, making a record 3 million Wisconsinites employed. The state unemployment rate in November was 2.9%, about more than 1% lower than the national average. A familiar brand on Wisconsin's snowmobile trails faces an uncertain future, with two plants in neighboring Minnesota suspending operations. Textron Incorporated confirmed that Arctic Cat manufacturing operations are being shut down at factories in both Thief River Falls and St. Cloud after planned production numbers for the first half of 2025 are met. The company said the closures are in response to the ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry due to inflationary increases impacting consumer demand. There have been no word indicating how many employees will be affected. In November, the company laid off 65 employees and furloughed more at its Thief River Falls location. Minnesota residents are now able to get state child tax credit payments in advance. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made the changes this week, saying the goal is to lower child poverty and provide relief for working class families in the state. Under the new rules, those filing their tax returns in the new year can opt to get the full credit for their 2024 filing, part of next year's credit across three payments in the last 6 months of 2025, and then the remaining credit when filing in 2026. Taxpayers can qualify for credits of up to $1,750 for each eligible child. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A student driver in the Minneapolis area will have to wait a little longer to get their license after a road test disaster earlier this week. Local police say a person who was taking the exam at the Chaska License Center hit two vehicles right outside the center, then slammed into the building. The test taker confused the gas and brake pedals, according to authorities. No one was hurt. Officials say the employee who typically sits on the other side of the wall that the vehicle crashed into just happened to have the day off of work. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the low 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
The Chargers came from behind to knock off the Denver Broncos 34-27 in Week 16 NFL action last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Denver went up by 11 at halftime, but the Chargers scored the next 21 points to pull out the victory. Packers practiced in the snow on Thursday as they get ready for their Monday night matchup against New Orleans. Running back Josh Jacobs on why he doesn't mind playing in the snow and cold.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit, and they kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
Packers can clinch a wild card spot with a victory over the Saints, and Matt LaFleur would like to see his team dominate.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments in every phase, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself. And I don't care who you're playing in this league, you're always competing against yourself and wanting to put your best ball out there and then let the results go where they may.
12-team college football playoff debuts this weekend, starting tonight in South Bend, where 7th-seeded Notre Dame hosts number 10-seeded Indiana. After 2 years at Division III Bethel College, Neenah native Matt Young committed to the football Badgers yesterday. Young made the transition to safety at Bethel, where he played 2 seasons and was named AP National Defensive Player of the Year. Bucks coach Doc Rivers is part of a group of new nominees eligible for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Rivers eligible as a coach. He's joined by former Buck star Marcus Johnson and Terry Cummings in the player category and the legendary John McLaughlin in the contributor category. Wisconsin volleyball standout Sarah Franklin is one of 4 finalists for the National Player of the Year Award. She'll find out later today if she is a repeat winner for the honor, which will be announced in the Final 4 in Louisville. Franklin won the award last year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Allgaier welcomes a new teammate. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number 4, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engine!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network.
Junior Motorsports will have a new full-time driver for the 2025 NASCAR Xfinity Series season in 18-year-old Connor Zillage, who will pilot the number 88 car after racing it 4 times last year, winning at Watkins Glen. 2024 Series champion Justin Allgaier is excited about his new teammate and will do whatever he can to get him up to speed.
I will help any race car driver that's willing to come ask me for help. And I've been super lucky to have a lot of great teammates at Junior Motorsports, a lot of which have gone on to the Cup Series and have had major success on the Cup side.
Besides the win at Watkins Glen, Zillage scored top 5 finishes at Kansas Speedway and Phoenix Raceway. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
It's startling when you hear a loud thunk on a window and see a dazed bird. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Make the windows of your home less attractive to airstrikes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Every now and then, a bird will bonk itself on one of the windows of my house. Bill Thompson is the editor of Birdwatchers Digest and says there are two reasons why birds do this. One is completely accidental. Birds see the reflection of their habitat in the window and fly towards it. The other reason is because your window is in the bird's personal territory. For example, male cardinals are protective of their turf, and when they see something that resembles them, they perceive it as a rival and will attack the image unless you step in.
Usually you can scare them away by a loud noise or squirting them with a hose or putting a rubber snake up. Often that will accomplish it because most of these birds, if they're not right near your home all the time, they're not going to be seeing their reflection all the time. So if you scare them a few times, they'll get the message and leave.
Accidental strikes are a bigger problem. Because of the way windows are manufactured, hanging something on the inside of the glass to break the reflection isn't usually effective. Thompson says the best solution is to stretch mesh netting or hang a screen across the outside of the window. It doesn't look great, but it acts as a trampoline and the birds will safely bounce off it. Thompson says another solution is to move bird feeders closer to the window.
It has the added benefit of making it easier for you to see the birds, but then they can't build up so much speed if they are suddenly startled. And, you know, that's a survival instinct that birds have. When there's a warning call from another bird or a loud noise or a sudden movement, they flee, and that's the way they survive. So if you bring your feeders a little bit closer, a lot of times they won't be able to build up enough speed, so if they are startled into your window, they won't be badly hurt.
Find more bird versus window tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Soybeans continue to rally on Friday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now, Arlen Suderman from StoneX for market analysis. Arlen, soybeans again here today, rallying after a big dip earlier in the week. Corn is a little bit higher as well. Wheat's mixed. What's your take in the grain trade here as we close out the week?
Yeah, as we look at
last Friday's settlements, as we talk right now, corn's up about a nickel. Soybeans have recovered quite a bit, but they're still down about 14. And I think that really says a lot about the direction that we're going overall with a big soybean crop coming in Brazil here soon. But we're finishing the week on a positive note, considering how low these prices are. There's a lot of traders squaring positions or putting on a little bit of coverage if you're an end user ahead of the holidays. Considering that the markets will be closed on Wednesday for Christmas. In fact, there would just be a shortened day on Tuesday. So a lot of traders just kind of want to take next week off. And today's the last trading day. In fact, some of them will be gone until January. January 5th or 6th, whatever. January 6th will be the Monday trade. So I think volume's going to be thin, and they just kind of want to exit their positions. That's providing a little bit of support for us here today at these low prices.
This livestock trade, feeling like we're having a decent day here on Friday ahead of a cattle on feed report out later this afternoon, and then a quarterly hogs and pigs report. As long as the government stays open, we expect that to be out Monday. What's your thoughts on this protein sector ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, that's going to be the key, is whether we have a partial government shutdown tonight, is whether we get a quarterly hogs and pigs report on Monday. But that cattle on feed report should come out, and it is expected overall to show on feed numbers very similar to where we were a year ago, unchanged from last year, with placements down about 4%. For the month of November versus the previous year. November marketing's down about 2%. That placement total comes against a relatively small placement total last November, and it would be a 9-year low. So that's a pretty significant. In fact, if those estimates do verify, we did see a big jump in the product price for beef yesterday, and that is providing some support, along with the fact that the cash market was pretty steady at 191 in Kansas, 195 in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota yesterday. Still some more volume to be done as we get closer to this afternoon's report. The trade expected that cash market to break several weeks ago, and it just keeps on hanging in there, hanging strong. And that's why the board is positive again today, bouncing off the 200-day moving average.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman there with StoneX for market analysis here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Is there any end in sight for higher beef prices? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
What will beef prices do in 2025? Lance Zimmerman, senior beef analyst at Rambo Research, says consumers are paying record high beef prices right now.
The good news is, if you think about it from a grocery basket perspective, general food inflation, general inflation for all meat and poultry items has been a lot more manageable than overall inflation. And so as we navigate that going forward, beef prices are going to continue to inch higher. And so the burden is going to exist on the beef industry to continue to be expensive but worth it, making sure that in the minds of the consumer, they can justify that higher price point.
Consumer incomes are just starting to cut into the high cost of beef.
The good news is, if you think about it in terms of where's the consumer's income today, yes, we're inching that higher that they have to work a little bit longer to pay for that pound of beef, but we're actually a little bit down from what the highs were in 14 and 15. Back then, they had to work 10 minutes to pay for a pound of beef. Today, they only have to work about 9 minutes to pay for a pound of beef because we've had income growth over that time. So yes, beef prices are inching higher. We certainly have to keep that in mind relative to the consuming public, but we're seeing exports adjust a little bit lower because the U.S. beef consumer can afford to pay those higher prices, keep more of our U.S. beef here. And we're also seeing relief from the producer and feeding them a little bit longer and doing some of those things to minimize some of those slaughter declines.
There is, though, more good news for beef consumers as beef processing grants rose sharply after COVID.
We'll invest in more packing infrastructure. So we saw a lot of USDA grants, a lot of State Department of Ag grants to add more capacity. We're still working through some of that additional capacity today. We're going to continue to add capacity the next couple years.
While there has been added beef processing capacity, the beef herd so far has not continued to expand, and it looks like expansion of the beef herd could happen over the next few years, but until that happens, we still could see some higher beef prices in the grocery store. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in November totaled 2.58 billion cows in Wisconsin in November at 1.27 million head was unchanged from the prior month, but down 4,000 from November of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,035 pounds, unchanged from last November. Now, milk production total in the 24 major dairy states in November was at 17.2 billion pounds, down 0.8% from November of 2023. October revised production at 18 billion pounds was up 0.6% from October of 2023. The October revision represented an increase of 32 million pounds. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major dairy states, 8.92 million head, 32,000 head more than November of 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is announced that Timothy Anderson has been appointed as administrator of the Division of Agricultural Resource Management. Anderson recently served as the director of the Bureau of Land and Water Resources within the Department of Agriculture's Division of Agriculture Resource Management. Prior to that, he served as the Dairy Services Section Manager with the Department of Ag's Division of Food and Recreational Safety. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday issued a state of emergency in that state in response to a worsening H5N1 outbreak that's affected hundreds of dairy herds. The action will ensure government agencies have the resources and flexibility they need around staffing, contracting, and other rules to support the state's response to the outbreak, that according to the emergency proclamation. Statewide in California, bird flu has spread to 641 dairies in 9 counties since late August, when the first detections in cattle emerged. It's infected 34 people in California to date. Newsom said a shift from regional containment to statewide monitoring was necessary, citing livestock infections at 4 Southern California dairies on December 12th. The state's already taken steps to address the H5N1 virus, including enhanced testing of raw milk and livestock. To date, no person-to-person spread of the virus has been detected in the U.S. Meanwhile, health officials did announce Wednesday that a patient that they had been in contact with, sick and dead birds in a backyard poultry flock, did have a case of H5N1. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that previous illnesses in the U.S. had been mild, and the vast majority had been among farm workers exposed to sick poultry or dairy cows. Now, the CDC confirmed that the Louisiana infection Friday, but did not announce it until Wednesday. It's also the first human case linked to exposure to a backyard flock. This year, more than 60 bird flu infections have been reported, again, half of them in California. A public-private partnership between the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the Iowa Soybean Association, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will invest over $2.3 million to install nutrient-reducing practices in priority Iowa watersheds. The majority of funding will come from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship for outreach and to farmers and landowners, who will then work with conservation staff to implement practices like saturated buffers, oxbows, and perennial cover. The $1.4 million put up by IDALS will also support design and engineering costs. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag announced the project at the Iowa Soybean Association's Winter Policy Conference. This project and others like it prove collaboration is the key to make meaningful progress, he said. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winkins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
left it alone when I caught you looking. A little smile, a little how you been, a little touch, a little reminisce. It always starts off innocent, but after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Should've stopped that one, sick of not getting up back to. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do. After a few, oh, after a few. We always take it way too far, where it's too much to resist. We always make it way too hard to walk away. We'll be fine. Feel the sting in the morning light. Girl, it happens every time. After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Should've stopped at one. Sick of my giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up in my bed like we always do. After a few, little smile, little how you been, little touch, little reminisce. But we both know how it ends. After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Should've stopped at one. Sick of my giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do. After a few, oh,
listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like fields have grown over now. Years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. Is it really him or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Love, you're getting lazy. You're forgetting to give me sweet sugar. Words that I want to hear. Been neglecting me. You know jealousy, it is bitter as a green spring berry. And just like fruit from a fickle vine, you turn sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me. And it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. I shake the sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted. And if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake the sugar tree.
not the way that it used to be. A little time's gone by, and do you think that I'm content with a cookie and a pen to the rent? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent.
And nothing's been the same since she
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Boy, I'd love to have that car, I whispered to my dad. I've always heard a Mustang flies. We could fix it up and make it new again. All it needs is just a little time. Dad is hardly ever home since Mama passed away. He's always working overtime. I know that he cannot afford to buy that car, even though he'd love to make it mine. It's not the car that I'm needing, just a chance to be with him. I know that once these days roll past us, they will never come again. So little time, we spend way too much apart. There would always be a part of us together. Let go of that dream, the time we could have shared. It was a distant memory. Until last fall, a call came saying Dad was gone. Could I come quick? He left a note for me. Buried Dad right next to Mom, up on Crowley's Ridge. There I said my last goodbye. I opened up the note and found a set of keys. Here's your car, son, I hope it flies. It's not the car that you're needing, but it's my chance to be with you. Hope you understand I always did the best that I could do. So little time, we spent way too much apart. And there will always be a part of us together in that car. And there will always be a part of us together in that car.
There we go.
To work stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check up on your list. Things you gotta do and places that you gotta go.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans scrambling to avert a shutdown at midnight, the original bipartisan deal scrapped after Elon Musk and President-elect Trump demanded changes, including extending the debt ceiling. A Trump-backed measure failed in a vote last night.